coming to you live from the studios of the Clinch County News in Homerville, Georgia. It's the Behind the News podcast with Lynn Robbins and Blake Pittman. Good afternoon and welcome to this week's edition of the Behind the News podcast. I am your host with the most, Blake Pittman. I am actually taking lead on this one this week. Lynn had a meeting or something come up this afternoon and was not able to record with us. So filling in for him is the lovely Miss Laura Nipper. She is the office manager here at the Clinch County News.
That's not right. I'm the production manager.
I'm sorry. She's the production manager. My bad. At the Clinch County News. And we have got an interesting show lined up for you today. We're going to cover some of the headlines from all of our papers, the Clinch County News, the Atkinson County Citizen, the Lanier County Advocate, and the Eccles County Echo. We're going to talk about increases in the water bill in Clinch County has got some of the citizens talking back and to complaining on Facebook and whatnot. We're going to go over that to make sure everybody understands the ins and outs of the water bill increase. We're going to discuss the senior center being temporarily moved in Lakeland. Atkinson County was recognized as a whole for employee safety. We're going to talk about that. We're going to discuss open houses going on in all of our local schools in Eccles, Clinch, Atkinson, and Lanier counties, as well as talk about supply lists and when the first day of school is for this year. We're going to discuss Kitty Cheer Camp, rec football workouts, and middle school football practices, as well as some other interesting things. Before we get into it, we need to let you know that this show would not be possible without our sponsors, Lutz Brown Pigler and Manly Insurance here in Homerville. Go by and see them for all your insurance-related needs and questions, as well as Roberts Milling Company in Pearson, Georgia, your source for all your agricultural supplies. The Shack Cafe in downtown Pearson, one of the best spots in Pearson to get a meal, whether you like the fast food side or the good home-cooked food, and by one of the best steakhouses around, the Country Cabin, also located in Atkinson County between Pearson and Douglas. Laura, we're going to hear from one of those sponsors right now, and we'll be back with the show.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit your local insurance folks at Lutz Brown Pigler and Manly in downtown Homerville, or give them a call at 487-5411. Welcome back, beautiful podcast people, to the Behind the News podcast. I'm Blake Pittman here with Laura Nipper. And Laura, let's just go ahead and get right into it. We have had an increase in the water bills in Homerville as approved by the city council, if I'm not mistaken. And some of our citizens and residents have taken to Facebook to, anytime the price on anything goes up, people are going to complain. But just so we can make sure that our listeners and our readers are up to date, why don't you go through the ins and outs of that increase and just let them know more what they can expect and be looking for.
Sure. So a couple weeks ago, Lynn did a story about the proposed increase for water bills and sewage bills in the city of Homerville. We have some repairs that need to be done, some things that need to be done to the infrastructure of the water towers, I do believe is what I understood it to be, but those increases have not been taking place that would help support that. So for 10 years, the citizens in Homerville have not felt any increase in their water bill rate. So the initial proposed idea was a large increase, and it was a percentage based off of how many gallons that you used. And for some people, like my house, where we have five people living in there, and we have absolutely no conservation of water, our water bill was looking at doubling in price because of the rate that they were proposing to increase to. So what they did was they opted not to do a full increase. They'll be increasing a little bit, but not as much as originally proposed. And so at the city council meeting last Wednesday, the city council approved the new water sewer rates to go into effect in October. So the rate increase approved is a 25% increase monthly. And the average household uses, I think, 2,000 gallons a month is what Lynn was saying. so they would see an increase of like $3.72, or that maybe that's the example that he used, is if you use 2,000 gallons, this would be what your increase would be. So on the front page of the Clinch County News, he gives all of the increases by the gallon, what that would cost, you know, what your cost is currently, what the increase is going to be. And that won't happen until October, but it'll be a much easier transition for those of us that live in the city, rather than to have a huge hike all at one time. It'll help us to be able to kind of ease into what we need to do. And these things need to be done for our water, you know, for the city having good water.
Yeah,
there are certain, you know, prices that come with that, and because there was no increase for 10 years, now it's becoming a mandatory thing, and so this will just help kind of ease us into being able to do this, and it'll be a little bit less harsh for citizens that live in the city.
Yeah, and I know some people, you know, they always have the common stigma that somebody's just taking that extra money and putting it in their pocket. You can just rest assured that it's not. Anytime an increase has to happen like that, it's for certain purposes, like maintaining and upgrading the infrastructure that delivers your water to you, or maintaining and upgrading the water treatment plant so the city can make sure that the water that is delivered to your home is in the top shape and quality that you can get.
They have guidelines they have to go by. You know, we publish the water table content every year to give a report on the different things that are in the water treatment system. And so they're responsible for those things. And if it's not up to par, you know, that's a huge problem for our city. So to be able to keep up with where we need to be, there are things that are going to have to be done. But a nice gradual increase feels really good than slapping everything all at one time. And that's what they've done. So that's great.
Yeah, and I looked over the figures, you know, speaking with my own parents, and mom was concerned that it was going to double the bill. And I, you know, and then I looked at the chart there that's on the paper, and it really, I mean, it's not a double. It's not a, you know what I mean?
It's not that high. What was originally proposed was a huge increase, and it was based off percentages, and it still is based off of percentages, but it's not as hardcore of a percentage increase, so we're still going to feel it. It's just not going to be as drastic. Like for example, if you use 10,000 gallons of water and your monthly bill is $53, your new cost is going to be $66. Yeah. You know, you're going to feel a $13 increase, and really, let's face it, in my world, that's just, you know, a couple trips to the Dairy Queen for lunch that I'll just go
and that could be the difference of like turning the sink on, leaving it running to get the water hot while you do something else, and the water gets hot and you're still letting it run because you're doing something else. So it may be an encourager for people, you know, to monitor their water usage more closely. Maybe wash larger loads of clothes instead of several smaller. I don't know. Yeah, it's just make sure you get a copy of this week's Clinch County News. The story is on there, as well as the chart that projects the increases and gives you a number breakdown of it, so you will know better what to expect. And as always, your officials at City Hall and your city council members for your districts or whatever are always open for you to ask these questions to. I mean, that's what they're there for. So if you have a, you know, direct question that you feel like needs to be answered, give them a call or contact City Hall. Or read the paper. And we hope, Lynn hopes that article helps shed a little more light on it and helps alleviate some of those fears that some of the residents are having. And news from the Lanier County Advocate, Laura, there's a story about the senior citizen center being temporarily moved. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, sure. The Senior Citizen Center over in Lakeland is going to be having some remodeling done. So temporarily, they're moving into, what's known as the Old Catholic Church, but it's located at 102 South Mill Street. And so they'll be able to continue providing the services to their senior citizens that they've always done. And the new facility, or the remodeled facility, will be doing some really good updates to help them serve the community better in that capacity. They're going to be adding 19 feet, which doesn't seem like much, but it'll give more space for storage and for different things that they need it for. And there'll be a large classroom for guest speakers and games, and the kitchen will be adding a serving window for meals. So there's just lots of good things that are going on there. But until that change all comes into play, they're going to meet in the old Catholic church. And they really didn't give a projected end of when that remodeling was going to take place, but I don't think it's going to be a long, drawn-out process.
No, not at all. And once that's completed, we'll probably have pictures of the new facility in the Advocate, as well as, you know, the date that whenever they announce the date that it's going to open back up, we'll make sure we get that in there so everybody is aware. And also in our other communities, we have very active senior citizen centers in Homerville. I know there's two in that. There's one in Pearson and one in Withlacoochee in Atkinson County, and they're going all day, every day. I'm not sure about, I don't know if there's one in Eccles.
There is one in Eccles. We had a picture of an outing that they had last month in the newspaper, and they're very active. They have a new director, I think. Yeah. He's been there just a couple of months, and so they're, the Senior Citizen Center really is such a great
it's a great
place.
Asset.
It is for all of our communities, because we don't have a lot of entertainment things, you know, available to us. And so this gives our senior citizens something to do. They get to go and enjoy time together, but they also get, you know, provided like good meals and things like that. So they're very important. But this remodel is all being taken care of by a project grant that they have. So nobody, you know, no taxpayer money is going in on this. This is a grant that they applied for and received. So this that's good. It's great to hear that they're supporting this very worthy cause.
Yeah, and so check those out. Contact your local Senior Citizen Center, and if you know anybody that would benefit from their services or just from the company that they provide, get in contact with them.
They also do a really great job with any updates on Medicaid and Medicare. Yeah. Care. They are fantastic to go through those benefit changes with the senior citizens and their families to make sure that they're getting the best quality medical care that they can through Medicaid and Medicare. So they serve a lot of different capacities, and they wear a lot of hats, and they're just very valuable to our communities.
That is right. I got one more item, Laura, before we go to the break. Atkinson County as a whole was recognized for their employee safety. We did a front page story on it this week. They actually sent it to me kind of late past the deadline, but I still got it in there. Basically, it's by the ACCG group. It's a group self-insurance workers' compensation fund. And what they do is they provide grants or available funding to the members that are fostering a culture of workplace safety through the additional training, equipment, or services. So basically, the steps that Atkinson County has taken to educate their employees and make sure that they're briefed on proper safety techniques, whatnot, has paid off. And like I said, it's a grant program. It's not a loan program. And basically, they allot $1.5 million in grant funds over the next 3 years, with $500,000 available to eligible members in 2019. So congratulations to Atkinson County for making that happen. That's money they can use for pretty well whatever they need it to.
That's great.
We're going to hear from another one of our sponsors, and we will be right back with the Behind the News podcast.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Roberts Mill & Company, your local feed and seed supplier on West Albany Avenue in Pearson, Georgia. It is also brought to you by The Shack Cafe, located at 74 West Albany Avenue in Pearson. The Shack is open from Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. They have a hot bar for breakfast and lunch, as well as burgers, fish, chicken, and steak all throughout the day. Also, for one of the best steaks around, check out the Country Cabin Restaurant, located at 879 Mary Batten Road in Pearson. They have the best steaks, chicken, and seafood around. They are open on Thursdays from 5 to 8:30 p.m. and Friday and Saturday from 5 to 9:30 p.m. Come out and see what it's all about.
Welcome back, obviously intelligent podcast people, to the Behind the News podcast. This is Blake Piven. I'm here with Laura Nipper, bringing you the best of our front page headlines from all four of our papers, the Atkinson County Citizen, the Clinch County News, the Lanier County Advocate, and the Eccles County Echo. Let's jump right into the rest of this, Laura. That time of year is back that all parents absolutely love. Yes. That is when our babysitting service kicks back in and school lets back in. We got school opening days coming up. But prior to that, all of our counties are opening their doors for open house, if you will, to give the parents and the teachers a chance to come in and meet their new teachers, find out where their classroom is. Just to give you an update on that, and I feel like I'm saying a lot.
That's my job. That's what I do.
No, you say ah. Anyways, open house in Eccles County is scheduled for Wednesday, July the 31st. That's next Wednesday for the folks in Eccles County. And school is scheduled to start in Eccles County on Friday, according to their website, Friday, August the 2nd. Eccles County is our only monthly publication, so we haven't had a chance to get that out yet. It'll come out this coming week, and in that paper, we will have the school supply list for all of Eccles County. So if you don't have it yet, now that I've noticed that I'm saying it a lot more. If you haven't gotten one yet, you can contact the board office, or you can look on their website. They have the Board of the Eccles County Board of Education, and I know a lot of times, like places like Walmart will have all of the area school supply lists there in the store. But if you don't have any of those or access to any of those, we will have them available in next week's edition of the Echo. Now, Atkinson County, they're having their open house on, where is it at? On August the 1st. That is, what is that, next Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, next Thursday, August the 1st. Willacoochee's Elementary School will be from 4:30 to 6 p.m., and parents and students are asked to report to the gym first at 4:30. You get to meet the new principal, Mr. Anthony Davis, or Dr. Anthony Davis, I'm sorry. He was principal at the middle school last year, and he's been moved to Willacoochee, as well as some other new staff members. Atkinson County High School, Middle School, and Pearson Elementary School will also have their open house on August the 1st from 3 to 6 p.m. Now, in this week's edition of the Atkinson County Citizen, on page 8, the back page, we have the supply list for those schools available for you. Once again, if you don't want to tote that around, you can go to the school's webpage and print that off as well. Laura, can you update us on when Clinchy Lanier's open house and first day of school is, please, ma'am?
Sure. Lanier's open house is going to be held on August the 5th. The kids will go back to school on August the 7th. So open house is on a Monday, and then school will start on that Wednesday. And their supply list is also on the front page of the Advocate for anybody who needed to get those supplies. And then Clinch County's open house will be held August the 6th from 4 to 6 p.m. That's at the elementary middle school, with the doors opening for school on August the 7th. The high school will have the 8th grade like orientation that they do. They'll have it as well on August the 6th, and I believe that starts at either 6 or 6:30. I can't remember which one the time is. 6 p.m. So it'll start at 6 p.m. so the kids can kind of get a little bit more acclimated to where they're headed. But the supply list for those are listed in the newspaper as well this week.
Give us an update on Kitty Cheer Camp that's going on in Clinch County now.
Oh, yeah. Kitty Cheer Camp will starts next Tuesday the 30th, and it'll go through August the 2nd. So it's Tuesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 for pre-K students through upcoming fifth grade students. It'll be held at the CCHS gym. It's put on by the cheerleaders, the high school cheerleaders, as a fundraiser. Yep. Registration's going to be held on Tuesday, July 30th at 7:30 a.m. If you need any more information, Liza Colley Stalvey is there. Is their director, and her email address is lstalvey@clinchcounty.com.
Also in other sports-related news in Clinch County, the Clinch County Recreation Department is offering football workouts for their upcoming rec league. So if you have a child that is 12 or under and they will be participating in rec league football this year, they're doing workouts on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursday from 6:30 to somewhere around 8, pending we don't have, you know, bad weather. We had one day, Tuesday, we didn't get to practice for about 30, 40 minutes because lightning came through. But yeah, bring your kids out. You're more than welcome to hang around and watch, or drop them off and come back and pick them up. And I mean, we're just to make sure I'm clear on this, teams haven't been selected yet. I'm not even sure if they're actually doing signups as of now. If they are, they've just gotten started. But they are not picking teams yet. We are not practicing as teams. It is just a conditioning workout to get them in better shape and to go over fundamentals with them, so when the football season gets here, they're more prepared and the coach doesn't have to take all that time teaching them stuff. They did it last year. We had a great turnout. We had the first day we had like 18, the second day we had over 25, 26.
Right.
And so it's totally free of charge. We do provide water for them. If you want to send them with a Gatorade, that's fine. Just make sure they keep up with it. And that's Rec Football Workouts in Homerville. I'm not sure if they're doing that in Lanier, Atka. We'll check on that and have that information available for you. Also, if you're a parent of a Clinch County middle school student that is going to play middle school football, starting Monday, our workouts, and I say our because I'm a middle school coach, our workouts are going to be changed this week. Instead of practicing at 8:30 in the morning, due to myself and one of the other coaches having to work during the day, we're moving those practices back to 3 o'clock in the afternoon and for about an hour and a half, 2 hours workout and do stuff like that.
We have a new head coach for the middle school team.
Yeah, Joey Fitzgerald is back. He was a teacher at one time before he transferred over to Ware County. But yeah, he's back, and he is coaching middle school football this year. Also, on a sports related note, we're gearing up in three of our counties because Eccles County doesn't have a football team. The Near County Advocate, Clinch County News, and the Atkinson County Citizen, we're gearing up for our annual football section that celebrates the varsity football teams, the cheerleaders, the band, the whole nine yards. So if you want to get an ad, a congratulatory ad, or we wish you good luck ad placed in either of those papers, if you're in Lanier County, contact Lorraine Warren. If you're in Clinch County, you can call the office there and speak with Laura. And if you're in Atkinson County, you can contact me at the office there, and we will get you set up with that. They'll have pictures of the football players and the cheerleaders, hopefully the band. We can get all that coordinated, as well as a preview story and stats and all that good stuff, just to hype up the upcoming season, because we all love this football country down here. Yes. We all love to get behind our boys. And so, yeah, check that out as well. Those are coming up in the next couple of issues. There's one more thing Lynn wanted me to mention, and I've forgotten what it is. Now back to your first question.
I'm so sorry.
You're gonna ask that again?
I just get so excited. I really am super pumped about our podcasts at the Clinch County News. Like, I really am. I'm excited to see how much information we're able to give on, you know, online. And
it's all about conquering for me. I'm just trying to build a big audience so I can go viral and have people in Japan listen to the
podcast.
Really,
don't get crazy. Yeah. So tell me about Ben and Blake's Excellent Adventure. I listened to most of it today. Yeah, so, I didn't get to finish it.
This week's Ben and Blake's Excellent Adventure was a little bit different than what we've done before. Now, granted, when we talk about, it's an entertainment-related pop culture podcast, so we want to cover every facet of entertainment that we can. And we've done a lot of talk about music and movies and TV shows, but we hadn't really talked about sports or anything like that. It just so happens that Ben and I are gigantic fans of sports entertainment, otherwise known as wrestling. And that's how I had to pitch it to Lynn, because if he had heard us talking about wrestling, he might not have let that go on. And so we go over some wacky news stories. This week we had a lot more information. We talked about some upcoming movies, like the trailers had been released last week that are coming up in the next year or two. And then Comic-Con was this past week in San Diego, and the Comic-Con, for all of you non-nerds out there, is an annual event they have in San Diego every year where they just hype up the entertainment industry as far as like movies and TV shows and all these different, like, Marvel Studios and all these different networks. They release information and previews about their upcoming projects, and we got a lot of information out of Marvel for their upcoming movies. Like, there's a Braveheart sequel. The trailer's out now. It's about Robert the Bruce, the guy that took over as King of Scotland.
Really?
Yeah, the trailer dropped for that. It looks very, very good. The same guy that played Robert the Bruce in Braveheart reprises his role. And so there's a whole lot of interesting stuff. Then we also talk about the status of sports entertainment or wrestling today, and how it's progressed since we were children. And then for our top five list, we discussed our top five sports entertainers. And I'm making quotations with my fingers. We really talked about our top five wrestlers of all time. And it was great. It was pretty nostalgic, but it was a good convo. And like I said, I've had people come to us before. My buddy from North Carolina specifically was asking us about the podcast. And he said, number one, I love how you produce it and put the information up there where each segment starts. So if I don't want to listen to the whole thing and want to hear one bit, I can start there. He said, but the other thing I love is how natural you and your co-star are. I'm talking about Ben Murray. And he said, y'all just flow very well together. And I said, well, this is because we grew up together. And these are conversations that him and I have had over the course. I mean, like, literally almost learned how to walk. I don't have a memory of my childhood that doesn't have this dude in it somehow. And so these are conversations we've had millions of times before. Now we're just recording them and sharing our nerddom for everybody else to join in. And, of course, we're not really – I mean, we are focused, but it's like a train with
focused.
No tracks. We go all over
focused.
The place.
They've let me join them a couple of times for, well, they let me because I pretty much forced my way in. But the last time I really thought I'm going to rein this in and I'm going to keep us on track and we're going to follow a schedule, that didn't work.
Didn't happen.
That didn't happen at all.
It's like trying to bathe 100 cats at one time. Yeah, we're going everywhere. But yeah, check that out. We record those on Sundays generally, if scheduling permits. Then we release them on Tuesday. Now, this upcoming week, we'll cover a lot more entertainment stuff, but our top five this week, we're going to discuss our top five upcoming movies, like movies that are coming out within the next year to 2 years that we're really, really excited about. So expect the inner nerd to flex a lot this week. Laura, before we get out of here, why don't you tell us, because I know Lynn likes to do this, and I like reading Lynn's columns. I'm not just saying that because I work for him. The guy is funny when... Yeah, you just got to understand his humor sometimes. Yes. But anyways, why don't you tell us about his column, if you can, a little bit. But
well, you may have to actually follow up on this. I'm always the last one to know, or I'm always a little bit behind. Being the only girl that works in the office, there's lots of stuff that you guys talk about that I don't have a clue about, and that's okay. I'm fine with it. But the movie Roadhouse apparently is either you love it or you hate it. And even though, like Lynn talks about, that it's the greatest worst movie of all times or the greatest bad movie of all times, but he can't stop himself from watching it. And so he goes through this whole conversation about the movie Roadhouse. And none of it makes sense to me because I'm going to, you know, I've never seen it.
Let's just throw this out here. Laura Nipper is probably the only person in the world that's never watched Roadhouse.
It's true.
Yeah. So, Lynn's
it had nudity in it, and my mother was like, "No way, Jose!"
Well, now you can watch the cable version because they cut all that out. But yeah, Lynn's column was about the movie Roadhouse, which, in my opinion, is one of those movies that should be in a list of movies that all children should have to watch once they reach a certain age. And questions about this movie should be on the citizenship test because it's one. It's like Rocky IV. It's one of those great movies, and it's like. I don't want to say it's a chick flick, but it's got Patrick Swayze in it, and chicks love Patrick Swayze. But yeah, get you a, it's great. He breaks down and analyzes the movie, and it's funny because when I read the column, there was a lot of those questions that I'd ask myself watching it the 8 million times that I've watched it, because I'm like him. Anytime I'm scrolling through the TV and that bad boy's on, I'm stopping what I'm doing and I'm watching. I don't care if it's at the beginning, the middle, or 5 minutes from the end where he kills Brad Wesley and the whole night where the other guys kill Brad Wesley. Anyways,
don't ruin it for those of us who haven't
seen it. Everybody knows Brad Wesley dies. He's got to die. Anyways, and so, yeah, so do yourself a favor. If all of the important news that we put out isn't worth the dollar that you spend, in your opinion, Lynn's column is worth a dollar every week. It's great. He's very practical with his columns, and I'm not just blowing smoke here, but you'll enjoy it. Trust me.
They're great, easy reads, and they're thought-provoking and very comical most of the time. So, yeah, definitely read it. His conversations about his children crack me up, especially since his children are older, and I'm still going through some of this with my children that are younger. Hearing his take on some of the stuff that happens is really, really funny to me.
Yep. Well, you got anything else?
No, I think that's all I got.
Well, this has been another wonderful, thought-provoking episode of the Behind the News podcast. It's been a pleasure. We're glad that you chose to listen to us. Again, before we leave, we need to thank our sponsors, Lutz Brown Pickler and Manly Insurance Company here in Homerville, Roberts Milling Company in Pearson, the Shack Cafe in Pearson, and the Country Cabin in Atkinson County, Georgia. So if you're out and about and you see the people that own these buildings or work in these buildings, thank them for sponsoring and helping bring this news to you every week. That is all that we have got. So for Laura Nipper, this is Blake Pittman saying, and we'll see you next week on the Behind the News podcast.